we realized that we had to fight for this. This is important. This is, you know, it was our futures we were fighting for. And I'm so relieved that the government has decided to acknowledge this. And I am just so proud to be able to call those young people like me. We changed this. We applied pressure. We raised our voices and we were heard. But I would also draw attention to the fact that we should never have been put in this situation in the first place. Centre assessment grades were submitted in June. Exams have been cancelled since March. I do not understand why this was done in such a shambolic manner. It's been so stressful. Human beings are not trends. We are not statistics. We actually are people. And we have hopes and dreams and fears. And I think it was just a failure to recognise that. I have to say, at the moment, I won't believe anything until I see it. You know, I was hopeful before I got my A-level results that they'd be really good. And I was disappointed and let down by the system. And I'm not quite willing to overlook that and, you know, and be crushed like that again. But, you know, on the positive side, I have just secured 3A stars. So I do really hope that I'm going to go to Cambridge. I do not accept the minister's apology. I am just staggered as to why there was not more structure and more clarity. This was a mistake of monumental proportion, and it's going to require more than an apology to make this up to a generation of students who felt and continue to feel very betrayed by the system.